This is about electromagnetic field. Can you explain why it is so important to minimize electromagnetic fields in light of the virus?
Okay, do you want me to go first on this one? So Mari Paul and I have been in contact. You know, Mari Paul is now the guru of the Wi-Fi effects on our system. And the fact that is absolutely known is that the exposure to Wi-Fi, the cumulative exposure to radio waves, is immunosuppressive. And it's especially one aspect of that that I have traced very carefully is the suppression of the melatonin production. Melatonin has been shown to prevent the cytokine storm, the actual very thing that kills patients with this virus. And melatonin has been proven to prevent the cytokine storm in other models of illness. And so it's a very, very good and safe assumption that is also involved in the deadly form of this illness. And so exposing yourself to Wi-Fi, and it's really the cumulative exposure, the cell phone towers next to you, the Wi-Fi router that you have in the home is for most of you the worst thing. Working on the computer while it's not on airplane mode, and then the frequent use of your cell phone are sort of pretty good, that's a pretty good collection of the things that many of you are exposed to. And we know that the cumulative exposure is immunosuppressive. And it opens the door for any virus to become more virulent, to express itself in your system more violently. Now, there is now increasing evidence, I think I shared that in my PowerPoint, that the first arrival of the COVID-19 in the US was about 2 kilometers from my office in the Evergreen Hospital, where we were able to actually have data. And Evergreen Hospital is in the middle of the city of Kirkland. It's a small part of a bedroom community of Seattle. And it's one of only 5 cities in the US where 5G was rolled out a few months ago. And so there is a cell phone broadcasting device on every street light, on every school, on every hospital, on every accessible pole, there is a device. And so we went to measure in the city, and the amount of 5G exposure is astronomical. And then we went into Evergreen Hospital, where the death rate was not reported 1.5%, but was 60%, 60. And of course, we found out that Evergreen Hospital had the highest amount of radio wave exposure that was recorded anywhere in any hospital setting, any school, any fire station, and so forth. And so there is the very personal aspect of that, for me, confirming that the Wi-Fi has a huge influence on the course of this illness. And now recently published was a map of the US showing where the highest density of radio wave exposure is, and the map of the highest death rate of COVID-19 so far, and the maps are identical. So I think I'll leave it there. Mm-hmm.